Lake George is infested with several invasive species that officials have been attempting to control, including the Asian clam, zebra mussels, and Eurasian water milfoil. At the same time, new invasives like the quagga mussel and hydrilla are poised to enter the lake and could cause even more damage. The draft Invasive Species Prevention Plan and Environmental Impact Statement offers a number of alternative measures to prevent the spread of invasive species into Lake George. The goal is to prevent new invasives from entering the lake, according to Lake George Park Commission Executive Director Dave Wick.
The purpose of the prevention plan that we just put out to public review is to come up with the best way, the most practical means to keep new invasive species out of Lake George. The prevention plan that we're looking at is how the commission and its many partners around the basin can work together to do the best we can to keep those new invasives out that tend to cause problems in the long term with water quality, ecology of the lake, and also the economics of the region.
Wick says the alternatives include mandatory boat inspections and boater self-certification programs.
What really boils down to three concepts. One is similar to what we're going to be doing this summer, an enhanced voluntary prevention effort with boat launch stewards. And another one is a self-certification program where people certify that they're bringing their boats clean of invasive species. And the third, and what's been provided as the preferred alternative, is a mandatory inspection of all trailer boats prior to launch into Lake George and decontamination of those boats, basically power washing, before they enter the lake.
Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki has been anticipating issuance of the draft for months. He supports mandatory lake-wide boat inspections and decontamination.
It's the only way that it'll work, and we feel that is the best for the ecology and water quality of the lake. We feel it's also the best for the economy and for people's property values, and is the most effective at keeping the invasives out of the lake and the most protective in the long term for people's enjoyment of Lake George. So, and as of right now, we still maintain that support for the mandatory inspection and decontamination.
Lake George Association Executive Director Walt Lender calls the issuance of the draft plan a big step for Lake George.
Essentially what the plan says is the best way to protect Lake George is to have mandatory inspections, and if necessary, mandatory decontamination with boat washing stations.
Several towns and organizations around the lake have implemented voluntary inspection and washing programs. Lender joins the voices agreeing that boat inspections must be mandatory and implemented lake-wide.
It needs to be lake-wide because if there's an area where you can have access to the lake without being inspected or without being washed, then you still have the possibility for an invasive species to be carried into the lake on a boat or a trailer. It really needs to be something that's done around the entire lake, and it needs to be something that is mandatory and comprehensive. If we don't do this, and for some reason we lose control of the invasives that are here now, and we get new ones that we cannot control, we are looking at economic decline down the road.
The draft plan is available for public review and comments will be taken through June 25th. A link is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.